For this Thursday, September 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. This week's WEHT Home Team Friday Play of the Night went to Mount Vernon Football from a play in their 49-7 win against South Spencer in Week 4 last Friday night. After receiving 5,225 total votes, Logan Clowers' second quarter pick 6 received 93% of the votes to win the poll. During the play, Clowers jumps the pass and takes it all the way for the score. It's his second straight Play of the Week honors after he won it last week with an interception against Gibson Southern. Tomorrow night is week 5 of the high school football regular season, and the 3-1 Mount Vernon Wildcats play at the 2-2 Princeton Tigers at 7 o'clock. The 3-1 North Posey Vikings travel to the 0-4 Pike Central Chargers tomorrow evening at 6:30. This Saturday and Sunday in New Harmony is the Kunstfest. This fall market is one of the biggest outdoor food and shopping festivals of its kind in Indiana. For more information on the food, entertainment, and shopping options, you can go online to visitnewharmony.com. For a third straight year, the Evansville West Side and Duck Club Fall Festival was named the best fall festival in the United States by USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. Duck Club officials said, quote, "This incredible recognition is not just a celebration of the festival itself, but a testament to the unwavering support of our community." Last night in local high school sports, North Posey girls soccer lost at home against Day School 3-1. The Vikings are 1-9 on the season. North Posey boys tennis earned a 3-2 win at home versus Modern Day. The Vikings run their record to 11-2 and 7-2 in the PAC. Now, coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball is home as they battle South Spencer. The JV match is at 5:30, and the varsity match is scheduled for 7 o'clock. North Posey girls soccer takes on Southridge at home at 5. North Posey boys tennis has a match at Forest Park at 4:30. Mount Vernon volleyball travels to Princeton for a 5:30 JV match and a 7 o'clock varsity contest. Mount Vernon boys soccer heads to Harrison at 5:30. Mount Vernon girls soccer squares off with Pike Central at home at 5:30. Mount Vernon boys tennis welcomes Wrights at 4:15, and Mount Vernon girls golf also welcomes Wrights at 3:45. Last night in local college sports, USI men's soccer lost at home to Belmont 3-0. The Screaming Eagles have lost 4 straight matches and are 1-5 overall. Evansville men's soccer played at Dayton, and the match finished scoreless. The Purple Aces are 1-2-5 in the season. This evening in local college sports, Evansville volleyball takes on USI at home at 6 o'clock. Finishing up in professional sports, in Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost a series finale at home versus the Cincinnati Reds 6-2. The Reds won 2 of 3 in the series. St. Louis is 74-79, and Cincinnati is 76-76. The Reds are 2 games out of a playoff spot. They begin a 4-game series at home with the Chicago Cubs tonight at 6:15. The Cardinals have today off and will battle the Milwaukee Brewers in a 3-game set at home that starts tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs clinched a playoff spot for the first time since 2020 as they swept the Pirates in Pittsburgh 8-4. The Cubs have won 4 straight games to move to 88-64 overall. They are 5 games behind the Brewers for first place in the National League Central, but they have a 5-game lead over the San Diego Padres for the top wildcard spot, which would give Chicago home field advantage in the wildcard round of the playoffs. That's news and sports for this Thursday, September 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.